What's up, guys?
Case, how are the field conditions and did they
affect the offense? I thought the field was pretty good. I really didn't slip. I didn't talk to any of the other guys. You have to ask them about that. Guys ran some good routes. I thought the field was in pretty good shape.
Mike said that he felt like you guys made some big plays, but he felt you also made lots of plays on the field.
Yeah, definitely. I thought you got to give Green Bay a lot of credit. They came out and played well. Had some good schemes, good calls against us. But there's some shots that I missed, and I'll take full responsibility, man. Some of them I thought were good throws, but just wound up either being a little too short, a little too long. Guys ran great routes, and I gotta make those plays. I gotta give those guys at least a chance. Some of them I didn't even give them a chance, so. It's frustrating, but defense played absolutely incredible today, and we did enough, and doesn't matter how, matters how many, and there's one more, so we got one more, and I think it's going to be business as usual this coming week.
Quiet confidence, because we haven't really done everything yet. Is that what do you feel the kind of the emotions are after shutting out the pack at Lambeau? But it's just the next check mark for you guys.
Yeah, I mean as far as Anthony goes, I mean they should have a lot of confidence. I mean they're shut out, the Packers, and like I said, I think it's 7 points in the last 2 weeks. I mean they're playing incredible. For us offensively, I think we've got room to grow. We've got to look at this film. We got to get better. There's areas that I think that we can learn a lot from, and be ready to hit the ground running, playing at home.
How much did the cold affect the passing game?
A little bit. Not really though. I would think that once you get out there, you get moving. It was it was fun.
Nico's going to have surgery. Yeah, it's hard when a guy goes down for the rest of the way. Who's been in there with you?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him yet. Obviously, I'm really bummed. I just heard that right before I came in here. So, he's been awesome for us. He's been solid up front, and had an incredible year. With that being said, I think we have a couple other guys that are ready to step up and fill that gap. They did a great job tonight.
Last couple of weeks, Diggs has been having a little bit more of a role in the offense. What have you seen from him the last 2-3 games?
Diggs is explosive. As you could see when I gave him a chance tonight, he made some big plays. He got behind the defense a couple of other times. One, we got the PI, but a couple others that I'd like back. A big play guy that can change the momentum of a game in a hurry.
Our defense is doing anything to take away Thielen a little bit more, and that's why Diggs is getting more involved.
It just depends on the route and the situation. There's a few times tonight that I missed Adam. Down the left hand side there, I think it was down our bench. He had a guy beat pretty good. A couple other opportunities. I have to watch the film, but it's just kind of how it goes sometimes, but. When you have multiple guys out there that can make big plays, it's hard for them to, really key on one guy.
Let's talk about the defense. It's Vikings' first shutout since 93, first time they've shut out the Packers since 71. Knowing how hard they worked, how impressive is it that they finally can boast that as a little cherry on top?
Yeah, I mean, I really can't talk enough about the defense and talk those guys up enough. They are really, really, really good, and they're playing really, really, really well. And it's very comforting to be the quarterback of the football team. That's that they're doing what they're doing. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of it's a lot of different things all coming together. And I'm sure you've talked to them about it. It's been awesome to watch. It means a lot, that's kind of taking a look at the big picture, and I try not to take all that into perspective too much. For us, this is another game. It's another another step this next week. Another goal that we have that we want to reach, and just taking it a week at a time. If you get too engrossed with looking at the big picture, then you lose focus on what's most important right in front of you.
Emotionally, do you zero in? Is this hard work to zero in and be less passionate or to be focused? Is it hard work to be like, this is just another game, the further you get along?
I don't know if less passionate is the right way to say it.
Contain your emotions and be more focused.
I think there's times when you can let your emotions go and still be focused. I think there's a fine line there. That's something I constantly try to do is to be in the best frame of mind that I can be.
Last couple of days, you played a Morgan scramble play where he cuts across. Just describe when you picked up on him and the play he made after catching the ball.
Yeah, he did a great job. He had a protection assignment on that play and then was going to check to the flat. And I think I heard him yelling for me. But as I was scrambling around, I think I heard him yelling. I don't know if it was him or somebody else. He just kind of flashed across my vision as I was looking downfield and, dumped it off to him. And, I think he dragged a guy, across the first down marker. So it was a great job by him. I mean, he had a heck of a game tonight. I mean, come in to deep snap, and snap and field goals, all that stuff. He did a great job tonight. He had a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.